as you lift our voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for sinners like us, drunkards like us, womanizers like us, drug addicts like us, Lord, bad people like us, temperamental people like us, unworthy people like us, poor people like us. You sent your son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And on the third day you resurrected, you presented your blood even before the throne of heaven. And you atone for our sins. Therefore, there is no longer condemnation for us who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Thank you, Father, for accomplishing all things for our redemption. We are here today not to mourn you, but to say thank you for dying. Thank you for paying the price. Thank you for washing us. You are the reason why we have hope for heaven. You are the reason why we believe that we will make it. Not because of our righteousness, but the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ Jesus. For you alone are good. Thank you, Father, for what you have done. In Jesus' precious name. Let me hear all believers shout an amen. Amen. All rescue agents shout an amen. Amen. Clap your two hands softly. Clap your two hands softly. Hallelujah. I'm going to speak to you in the next few minutes, and then we'll take our communion, and then we receive the blessings of the Lord before we vacate this place. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm already blessed and I already feel blessed. Are you now waiting to be blessed? Can't you feel the blessings all over? Can't you feel the joy all over? Hallelujah. Now, through the we looked at a subject we call Christ, my Passover, my sacrifice. And the conclusion of the whole matter is that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God that was slain for our blessing, our benefit. He is our Passover Lamb. He is the one who was killed for us. Just as Moses instructed the Jews or the Israelites to kill a certain animal, either a sheep or a goat, and mark their houses with the blood of that sheep or goat, so that when the angel of death is visiting the land of Egypt to kill and destroy, when he gets to their doorpost, the angel of death will not enter to touch any of their children, and that they are going to be free and they are going to be okay and well. Now, Jesus Christ in the New Testament is the Passover lamb that God sacrificed, so that by his blood the enemy will pass over us. When he's picking people to hell and he gets to us, he will pass over us. When he's laying sicknesses on people and he gets to us, he will pass over us. When he's destroying people in our families and he gets to us, then he will pass over us. I pray that because today is the resurrection Sunday, may no evil come upon you ever again. If your amen is loud, you are the one God will select. I declare from now till you come back to another Easter, every evil purported against you shall pass over you. Every evil intended against you shall pass over you. Whatever be the desires of your enemies shall never locate you. Whatever be the intentions of witches shall never prosper in your life. If your amen is loud, the Lord will mark you. Put your right hand on your head and say, the Lord has marked me. I say I am indestructible. Say, let there be a Passover of all forms of evil when wickedness in my life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now wave your hands and say, Jesus is risen again. Hallelujah. So now, if Jesus has done all these for us, and he has given us blessings of forgiveness of sins, blessings of prosperity, healing, good health, wealth, honor. We did all this in the convention. That's why today we are celebrating. Because convention, we did all this in the convention. And we prayed. And many people were delivered, healed, yokes broken, manifestations of power, and instant testimonies. Out of which you heard just some few. Because if we want to allow all the testimonies, we won't close. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I heard that after the program, one of the guys whom the Lord healed the eyes went and break his spectacles. He just broke the spectacle. That I don't need you again. Wow. So wonders are happening. Right here in this house. Amen. But after Jesus has done all this for us, there is something we ought to also do. And we will not close this Easter just by celebrating what he has done and forget about our part of the deal. Because the Christian faith is not an irresponsibility faith. Tell somebody by you, the Christian faith is a responsible faith. Nyame pa kire ni se nyame som no ye wo nie wo se wuwu ye en ye wo nie wo se nyame ye nyame ye ni die ni wi a afi aka wo so se wo so be ye wo de enye sa inshira ewu mu no e bia na wo san koka na wo ka se nyame di ohwa bo ba nyame ohu ye moboda ha. And so just some few minutes and then we'll take the blood of Jesus. And nobody should run from the blood of Jesus, because it is what is speaking for you. Even if you want God to have mercy on you and forgive you, you need the blood, the communion. So write down positive response to the Passover sacrifice of Christ. Positive response to the Passover sacrifice of Christ. You know, when something happens, it always provokes two different responses. Everybody say two different responses. Say BBC in comfort to me here at the end, I know I will coin me. So, two different responses, either a negative response or a positive response. Now, you can do good to someone, but it is up to the person to respond either positively or negatively, true or not true. You can do everything you can for someone, only for the person to say, I did not ask you to. Hello. Have you ever heard that before? Yes. Hey, why did I ask you to? I didn't mean I'm chill or second acquire mommy. Hey, I didn't mean I'm smile. Now that is a negative response to a good gesture. But another person too will be so grateful, no matter how small the thing is. So, brother, thank you. Thank you for thinking about me. Thank you for even doing something for me. Thank you for even remembering me. Thank you that you added me to it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So the finished work of Jesus that has brought you all the prosperity and all the healing and all the strength and all the good things is good, though. But your response to it is what will determine whether you'll be able to fully appropriate it or not. Say the obesifa adjino add a jia to man as a ube ye and no afano. And on a better say, near ya can say yes, wuno. Ebam for someone who said, "Be ye jumo abrabu man ye jumo abrabu." Say the wo be ye wa di esifano. That's the one I say me here no. Then you will not benefit from it. So positive responses to the Passover sacrifice of Christ. Number one, and I'm going to be very very fast. Repent and believe in Him. Repent and believe in Him. Nyajin satra na chi Yesu Christu di. Repent and believe in Him. In John 1 verse 12, the Bible says that Jesus Christ came to His own brothers. He's a Jew. And He came to the Jews. But the Bible says that they did not receive Him. They rejected Him. And up to today, there are people in Israel who are still rejecting Jesus. That they don't need him. They want to live their own lives. They want to die for their own sins. So, he went to his own, but his own people rejected him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons or the children of God. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So the first response to the sacrifice of Jesus is for you to believe and to repent. For you to believe, say, Jesus Christ, me jiwudi. Say, wuni niya wuni, wuni niya wusi wuni. Say, uye nyame ba prekope. Say, uba bi wudi jiemen kwa. Say, mi boni inti na uba, like mi jitu. You must receive the gift in that way. The sacrifice in that way. That I believe you. That you are the Son of God who died for me. So acknowledge that you are a sinner and you need forgiveness. And recognize Jesus' sacrifice as the means to your redemption. Acknowledge it. Did you say, Ampa Prince, me or Diboyeni? Ampa Uyo Diboyeni? Aye, Yesu Christo Mojaninti. And Anka Yesu Ziyaden, Yasibi. Say, Kaoye Mojani Friwa. We don't deserve any good thing in life because we are bad people. Yeah. Ask the one by you, are you not a bad person? Or you are pretending because today you are wearing white. Because today you have done makeup, you are in church, you are pretending. You are pretending. You have packaged your face. Even when the praises was going on, somebody stabbed you, you almost blew the person. Yeah, that you forgot you were in church. So when you did this, then hey, you were going to punch. You are used to punching. You are used to insulting. When you came, you almost insulted somebody sitting by you because of something that happened. Tell the one by you, I know you. Don't worry, I know you. Let's not pretend. But you see, by the grace of God, me too, I can hold microphone. A bad person like me. By the blood of Jesus. Me too, I can preach. By the blood of Jesus. You see those small girls who are singing here? If not for the blood of Jesus. Hey! Look for a singer and watch the person carefully. Yeah. Amen. Come on, you meet them at the gate, ushers. Then they will smile with you. Hello. Hello, please have a seat. We can with you. I was like, hello. Catch another one. Say, yes, you know we are my entire. Yes, yes, we are that Roman. Yes, we are that Roman. Actually, we are managing ourselves here. That Roman, yeah. Hallelujah. If you believe that Jesus has really done something for you, clap your two hands. So receive him. Receive him. Acknowledge your sins. Don't pretend about it. Acknowledge that Charlie. Me di enka ni Jesus Christo pa enka me di enka. Believe in Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who died for your sins, and trust in his sacrifice for your forgiveness. You see, one of the things you should believe is that, believe that because he died, your sins are forgiven. See, that is what people can't believe. People want you to bring chicken, fowl, and come and do something. And then mention their name 3 times. Your friend was saying, Kofi, 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 Kofi. Then they wash, then they wash, then they'll take you to the sea, then they wash you. Then they say, Michawa, Ubon in Dosu. Dos, Uyan and so a Panwan, yeah. Never mix it or you know. Because Ubon in Dosu. No. Tell somebody the cross is enough. Say the cross is enough. I think there's a song like that. It is enough.
that Jesus, something like that. He died for me. No other argument. I don't need any ritual. Me, I don't need any ritual. You can go and ask about it. Wait, or you say, or you say, or you say, I'm part me to say, but the cross. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It's enough that Jesus died and that he died. Beat your chest and say, my sins are forgiven.
My sins are forgiven.
And tell the one by you, all the things you know about me, Jesus has cancelled all the aspect. So forget it. Tell him, forget it. Forget it. Cry it from your mind quickly. Forget it. Because anytime I take the mic to sing, you know, then you say, I cloud to your team. Shut up. Say, I'm forgiving. I am free. Number two, life of obedience. John 14, 15. Jesus says that if you love me, keep my commandment. Because of what he has done for you, keep his commandment. Can I hear an amen? If don't go and continue sinning, so that the grace of God will keep flowing. Are you guys what I'm saying? Men ka se free hana ko twa su ko bo abrabo boni. Say the day next year so Jesus be say we are jun kwa. Because he has suffered for you. Because he has carried the cross for you. Because he has fought the battle against hell for you. You must remember him so that you can obey his commandment. Whatever is written, all his instructions in the Bible, all the things you know the Bible has said, you must begin to practice them. Christianity is not about coming to church. Hello. Christianity is not about coming to church. It is one of the things you do, but it is not all there is. Yanka say nyame sum na no answer what dress is Sunday. No, a chaduku and now wash a gown. Now, about sorry, not just all soon. Yami, no, Christianity is about obeying the scriptures. Say, who di Yesu a shed Yesu? Say, who follow Yesu in church? Say, a day in our Bible, no ekan. Say, who diswa? Ebe man yami moon shidan in Ibeya uchefanka. Amen. Whatever the Bible says, if you can practice it, it will make you take delivery of all the blessings and everything Jesus died for you to have. The glory, the honor, the riches, the healing, the power. All the things I taught you on Friday. If you obey the word of God, then you can take a delivery. If you don't obey it, you get all the evil that the devil is planning for you. Even though Jesus has paid for it, still the devil will be able to lay things upon you. Am I speaking to someone? Tell somebody seated by you, pay attention to the scriptures. It is your key. Tell him it is your key to receiving God's blessings. Clap your two hands if you understand. Amen. Number three, live for Christ. Live for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5. 14. Live for Christ. Se si ano bobo bra ema Yesu. Tu abra bo se mi di ma abra bo si kwa ma Yesu. Esanya wa yenti. Se say Yesu you are Jimmy, then you are partying, then you are partying, then you party, and even you go and continue doing what you shouldn't do. No. You will be surprised that you will party and end up in hell. Even though you said Jesus has died for you. The reason is because you are not paying attention to what you must do. Near what say, oh yeah, na aduma a wama na de di ama wono enye ji won abra bom no we bueni egoso e na uji weni se me yesu chia me kama me etimi de me de me ji me ni yeji chia me kama me. You may end up in hell. You ought to live your life for Christ. Tell someone by you, live your life for Christ. After the 20 years ago, you lived it for yourself. No problem. The 30 years ago, no ubama wa wu. But se siya na wabe tinya miya sinu. Inka tuwabra bona kanede. Ede man. Better late than... Come on, better late than... It is a 1 year mpo na kawa sa si isu amini wa. Inka mede. Bedibe mani ankopo. The man on the cross, how many years did he live after the cross? No. Less than 1 hour when he told Jesus, Eya kaime, ewo paradise. Less than 1 hour with deep bonding saying, popular criminal. For you to be crucified by the Romans, it is the capital punishment. It's like the highest punishment. Say Roman for ebe boa syndrome. And I just say, born in a blue bonini naso. And no, then a friend firing squad. That just say, un deserve it. So, but tenasa see so. Un ye nipa. And what's on nipa tenasa? It is a criminal now. Of far Jesus Christ will cross in this one. Wanya papa biyao. Me say, wanya de. One to one offering po. One to ye ni biyadiye. When who or Bobby and Cassett? No, I'm fornicate. Say no! No! Wanya papa bakumpo. The last 30 minutes, Nana can walk cross in this room. Our cross in this room. Or T send a down for no air can in 7 months or can. Or say, Minya, Minu me and Udia. Near to Yeno. What is happening to the two of us? We deserve it. We are thieves. We are robbers. We attack people in the town. They know us. So we deserve what we are getting. But as for this man, he's innocent. Wow. Look at how a thief is talking. And then he told Jesus, please, I know I don't deserve. I know I'm not numbered among the 12 disciples. But even though he was not part of the 12 disciples, yet he entered heaven first before Peter entered. The ticket first before Peter had to live the next 40 years of his life fighting for his life, for his salvation. Listen to me. All that matters is what you are going to do now from today. That because of what Jesus has done for me, I'm going to do A, B, C, D. Now that will unwrite all that you have written. It will cancel all that has been written about you. And God will give you a new page as if you have never sinned before. As if you have never snatched anybody's husband before. As if you have never slept with somebody before. As if you have never done any bad thing before. You will see how God will use you, how God will bless you, how God will open doors for you, how God will favor you. And somebody will look at this, ah, Kwame Bani, your school, no, stop on papa. Wait, or Babi or Claire, that will be your testimony. Your amen can be the loudest here. I said, that will be your own testimony. That from today, God will take over your life. Jesus will ride on your life like a donkey. Lift up your hand and say, Lord, ride on my life. Lord, ride behind me. Ride it na me so na ride it right at my back. Ride on me, Lord. Mami bomb me brand for mouth. When I met Jesus, I decided to surrender my life to Jesus. It wasn't easy, especially coming from a very, very hard and stubborn area where everybody is a stubborn child. You hardly find a less stubborn person from where I grew up. So it wasn't easy. It was filled with battles, falling down and rising up again, fighting and going back to say, Lord, forgive me. Insulting and going back to say, Lord, have mercy. I still continued. That I will live my life for you. And I started preaching when I wasn't perfect yet. I started preaching, teaching the word around Odoko, far away. From 10 years of age, class 5, that was when I started preaching. That's when I started preaching. Roaming about, following people, sleeping on the park because of prayer. Because of prayer. Going to Achimota Forest, roaming about, sleeping anywhere, church room, cleaning, do everything. I lived my life for Christ. Don't be surprised that God is blessing me at a very tender age. Be surprised. It doesn't come by prayer. It comes by living your life for him. Ask the one by, are you ready to dedicate your life? Was why you crowd one now? Why you ready? Say, was so a young girl who be jawa brabunimu? Young man, was be jawa brabunimu? God will pick you from the family. He will decorate you, and he will release you into your world. Ah. And the world will gather to watch you. They will gather to look for you. They will gather. Clap your two hands for Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. Let's read it quickly. Let's read it. Everybody, let's read it. Quickly. One, go. For the love of Christ compels me. That means it controls me. Everybody say, the love of Christ controls me. Because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died. That means that this is what we have been thinking of. That if Jesus died for all of us gathered here, that means that all of us died together. That Good Friday, we all died. Are you hearing me? Say, that Good Friday, I also died. Yes. Because the Bible says that he died for all of us, so we all died together. On our behalf, technically, we all died. Because he died for us. So because he died for us, what must we do? Everybody read. We also. He died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live for themselves. Instead, they will live for Christ who died and was raised for them. Hallelujah. So tell the one by you, he died for you. Repeat it. Tell him he died for you. And say, yes, he died for you. So that you will live for him. Repeat it. So that you will live for him. He died. He ceased to live. So that you will begin to live. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? He stopped living. And then he gave you his life that you continue. So you can't live that life the way you want. Because you were supposed to go and die. And he came to die for you. Stop living. And he passed on his life to you. That you should continue his life. So to live for Christ means two things. Write it down. One, it means that you are going to live with a purpose that he was living with. Amen. So for you to live for Christ, we mean that you are living with the same purpose Christ lived. John 20:21. What is the purpose of Christ? I didn't know what assignment did God give him? John 20:21. The Bible says that even as my Father has sent me, so send I you. Go and do the same thing. Live the same purpose. That's to live for Christ. As his Father sent him, you too, he has sent you. He sent him to go and do what? What is his purpose? Luke 19:10. Luke 19:10. This is the purpose of Jesus. That is the salvation of the world. To save people. That's why rescue, our interest is saving people. Preaching the gospel. Winning souls. Discipling people. Going on visitation. Going into people's houses. That is what we did. That has brought all of you here. We saved you from the world. We came to your house. We preached the gospel to you on the roadside. We chased you. We called you. We prayed for you. We fasted for you. We visited you. From pastor to the last person. That is what Jesus came to do. Roaming from place to place. House to house. Looking for somebody. Inviting somebody for church. Picking somebody to church. Listen, we are not strange people. Tell the one by you, we are not strange people. We are living for Christ. Are you following what I'm saying? Because sometimes you look at rest and say, hey, it's mukra de bia muni na munko fofie. It's mukra de bia eya muti me rest. It's mukra de bia. We are living for Christ. Yeah. Even me, I park my car and I'm roaming from people's houses. Yeah. This Tuesday, I parked my car and I entered into a certain area and I started entering house to house. House to house, looking for the source. Tell somebody, nobody is exempted. Tell the pastor is doing it. Why are you not winning any soul? That is the life of Christ. That's the purpose of Christ. That's the reason for this church. In case you want to know, you think that we are gathering here to sing. The essence of this church is to win souls. Otherwise, we are useless in the hands of God. God doesn't need us. And so if you are not part of those who are winning souls, if you are not part of those who are inviting people, if you are not part of those who are going for shepherding, if you are not part of those who are bringing people every Sunday, then Charlie, be careful, because you are not living for Christ. Ask the one by you, are you living for Christ? Which soul are you working on? Ask the one by you, which soul are you working on? That should make you know whether you are living for Christ. Which soul currently is on your list? You may not be called a shepherd, but which soul is on your list? Which soul are you praying for? Which soul are you visiting? Which soul are you looking for? Are there people here who are soul winners? Are there people that are working on souls? You are living for Christ. You are not a strange person. You are not a weird person. I want you to be very bold. I want you to be very happy that, in fact, the day we arrive in heaven, you are going to be the dons. You are going to be the powerful people. You are going to carry crowns. Those that are winning their souls. Not those that have become some way in the church. We are not winning anybody. You got up Sunday morning, you came to church alone. You came to church alone. 1 year, you brought nobody. And say, I'm living for Christ. Which part of Christ's life are you living? Which part? Which aspect of his life? Because the Bible says that for the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. Why did Jesus come? Do I have students here? Why did Jesus come? Those in this column, why did Jesus come? Hi, they need microphone. Why did Jesus come? Those there, please rise up to your feet. Please rise up, rise up. I want everybody here to rise up. Everybody here to rise up. Why did Jesus come? I didn't hear. You keep standing. Why did Jesus come? To search and save people. That means you go and look for them in their houses. It's not to sit in your house and then, hello. Sunday Obaya Somolo. Maba Wobono. Go and look for them. That's rescue. That's our purpose. That's the song we sang. We are going. We are not sitting. We are going. Please sit down. Sit down. God bless you all. Say amen. Amen. May you live that life for Jesus. All of us here, let's be upstanding. Everybody. This is more important than the dance I made you dance. The dance I made you dance here, made the dada okakla. Everybody, why did Jesus come? Don't say they want to keep standing. Why did Jesus come, elders? I have elders here. I have gray hair people here. Why did Jesus come? To seek and save the lost. That means that the lost are not there for the taking. Otherwise, in Kaso, you know, as we were coming, there are a lot of churches you met that are empty. You didn't enter. But the pastor would have been grateful to God if you had entered. But you journeyed far and near to this church. So, souls are not for the taking. They are for the seeking and saving. Souls are for what? The seeking and saving. So anybody who is lazy to seek can never live for Jesus. I get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Anybody who is lazy to get up and seek. As I was coming this morning, some of my people here saw me on the staircase. I got here very early. I got here like 7. I got here before 7, 6 something. When I was climbing the stairs, I was tired. So some of my guys now, oh, there's some of started laughing. Then I said, why are you laughing? They said, daddy. I said, why are you laughing? He said, what bread? Rescue is for. Come on, shout it. Rescue is for. I can't hear you. Rescue is for. Rescue is run by tired people. If you are not tired, you can't work with us. Because we are always tired. We live our life for Christ. We die for Jesus. We live for Jesus. I've done this work for over 25 years. I've been preaching this gospel for 25 and I've not stopped. Taking people from different places to churches. I wasn't the pastor of that church. I was just a member. But I have people there who are leaders and pastors now who are my disciples. If you go to other countries now in South Africa, I have people I discipled from class 5 who are pastors in South Africa. You go to UK, I have Pastor Philip and other people that I raised from DHS1 who are pastors in UK. You think I became rescue before? Oh. Say, live for Christ. Will you live for Christ? Do you want to live your life for Christ? Or you want to take your hand and come and jump here? Come here, yes, yes, what do you want? Live for him, live for. You are always tired because of money, you are always tired because of your own ambitions. You have never caught yourself tired because, oh, sorry, because I said, even to order, hey, and I'm a breo, a Sunday, this is a baby man, I mean, baby, I'll break you and I check it. Selfish life. Live for Christ. Please sit down, my elders. Clap for them and God bless you. All those of you, be upstanding. The Bible said there is a voice crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I am that voice. Some of you have been hearing me from radio, from tape. Your pastors have been playing. Today you are here. Listen to me loud and clear. I said, why did Jesus come? One go, why did Jesus come? So if you say you are going to live for Jesus, what must you do? You must seek and save the lost. You don't need to be a pastor to do that. You don't need to be a church leader to do that. All you need to do is to give yourself a target. Wherever I find myself, I'll talk to somebody about Jesus. I invite somebody to church. On the market square, I invite somebody to church. In the car, I invite somebody to church. In my office, somebody to church. All you need to do is what? Is to seek and save. Souls are not for the taking. They are for searching and for saving. Clap your 2 hands for them. Sit down. So that is the meaning of living for... Living for, living for, living for, and then finally, living for Christ means living to please Him. I'm closing you with that. Living to please Him. Wow. And Yesu Shema Brabwa. It should be a question you ask every day. That's so if God looks at how you are talking, God will be happy with you. Jesus has died for you. Yes, we all know. But will he be happy for you or happy with you when he looks at you? Is your life pleasing to him? The way you dress, the things you are drinking into your system, the ladies you are mingling with, the guys you are mingling with, the things you are doing, the places you go to, the fraud and the gambling and the cha-cha and the stealing, will he be happy with you? The disrespect to parents, will he be happy with you? Just look at your life and ask yourself. It means say nyame yesu shemi aneni jimi huana. I don't know whether Jesus is speaking to someone.
Yes.
This is an apostolic word. Yesu baso be tren tren yen. As I say, ukoi 1 year be sabansa na waba Easter. But answer na sa 1 year ni beba no. Nanka wabra bo asisa. Nanka wabra bo asheni ni unyam. Colossians 1:10. That you may live a life. I'm using the NIV. NIV. Give me NIV. Give me NIV. Everybody, let's read one go. So that you may live a life. He died so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and pleasing him in every way. Pleasing him in
every way.
Pleasing him in
every way.
That means everything you do, I will say Sonya Mieni. Ejania Udine, I will say then Sonya Mieni. In Sana Wunum, I will say then Baby Awokon, I will say then. Party now, Kwasi, and I will say a day. In now, before now, your monam, they will say a day. Until the next time you're about to do something, ask yourself, will Jesus be happy? Will Jesus be happy? The way my skirt is so short, will Jesus be happy? The way I am a Christian, I'm a rescue agent, but I'm having sex with someone that I'm not married to, is Jesus happy? Am I communicating? The way I'm working and I'm stealing, taking what is not mine, stealing from my boss, will Jesus be happy? Me man ko fon show en kase ntia nyame. Are you guys what I'm saying? Don't let people watch you and say rescue cramp for then you chirewo. At then you chirewo. Because your life is not pleasing to God. Some of you ye ti wenu mu nsema. Sometimes we have to check the phone whether who is at the other side of the phone. Because, hello, the way you even responded. Hello, now why you had to wrap up phone? Oh! Then when you say that, it's daddy, it's Reverend. Oh, daddy, daddy. I didn't know. I thought this. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. You don't know how to talk. You are always saying I'm sorry. Anytime you realize that you are always saying I'm sorry, it means that you have a bad attitude. Just that you have a good side that makes you apologize. Because there are people who have the two. They have bad attitude and they don't apologize, but you have one. I pray for you that Jesus didn't resurrect in vain. That Jesus didn't die in vain. Say where you are sitting, Jesus didn't die for me in vain. Say he didn't resurrect for nothing. It is for my change of life. It is for my living for him. So help me God. Clap your two hands together.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me.
in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.